a poquito, luego el esfuerzo se premia.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. Folks, it is Foodie Friday. We have some great guests for you here on the line. We have Ernesto Jr. and Gloria Guillen of El Zarape. Welcome to the show, you two.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
It is so nice to have you here. Can you guys please introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, my name is Gloria Rosco, and I am from Michoacán, Mexico. And I am doing a cook from El Zarape, and I've been on for 13 years. And I live here in Juno since 1996, so it's almost 24 years. So... and it's my son beside me.
Yes. And so we got here in 96. I was born in 1991 in Mount Vernon, Washington. Came over here really young, learned English here in Juno. Juno's pretty much all I know. I mean, I visited the whole West Coast, but Juno is home.
Well, it's so nice to have you both on the show. If people haven't been to El Zarape before, please describe where you are and what kind of food you guys make there.
We are located on the back street of Anka Street. It's kind of like an industrial street around the corner of Southeast Furniture. It's a two-story building, kind of like a tan color. It really looks like a home. And when you walk in, it's a total different experience. We got paintings up. We got... a lot of Mexican heritage that you can see right as soon as you walk in. The food is, you know, comes from my mom and from my dad. So you got that diversity going on there from Guadalajara and Michoacán. And, so you can find chile relleno. You can find all kinds of stuff, you know, menudo.
Mole.
And mole, yes.
And are you able to have food service as we speak right now?
You know, we actually shut our doors as of yesterday, so we're not going to be open until the 13th of April. But, we are thinking of opening up around that time. Hopefully things come over and we're able to start business back up.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to hearing about that. You know, you two, I think this is our first mother-son combo on Foodie Friday, so I think this is a real treat.
Oh, yeah.
Gloria, will you tell us more about your style of cooking? Where did you learn to cook, and what do you like to cook?
Well, it's my mommy's style. I always say I don't have, you know, exactly the how much for this and this, because my mom always cooked with the 3 fingers. You know,
right.
She always say, okay, put 3 fingers of this and this portion. and it's what I cook. And also, you know, I like to smell my food and I know when it's ready. So, and really, I remember my mom always when I am in my kitchen and it's what I cook, you know, for the restaurant. I'm feeling like I'm my home and my customers is like my family. I have customers for since we opened the restaurant, so I am very glad to have the same customers, and every day is new customers, so I am feeling so blessed for that.
All right. Ernesto Jr., are you to the point where you can smell your food and know that it's ready?
pretty much, you know. If I can, you know, if I walk away, and, you know, that smell catches my attention, I rush right back. I need to know that I need to, you know, keep an eye on my thing. I definitely learned that through my mom, you know. I start hearing something that I know I need to go and check on that.
And take us into the kitchen with you two, you know, back to when you were learning to cook from her. What did that scene look like?
Through my mom?
Yeah.
Is that a question for me? Oh, you know, just always sticking around, you know. Early on, you know, I see her around the kitchen. I start kind of seeing what we're going to do, what she's going to make. You know, I always wanted to help to make things go by quicker, you know.
Right.
So that was also a learning point there. So always a lot of fun, you know. She had a lot of stories. Every time we do any little thing, you know, there's a story behind it. So anything like what the recipes we're going to share today, you know, those are my favorite. You know, I will always have those recipes. You know, those are recipes that are like a comfort food, you could call it, you know.
And Gloria, was Ernesto Jr., was he a good student in the kitchen?
Oh, yes. Especially, he's like, oh, Mom, I love this and this and this. Yeah, because, you know, when we open that restaurant, I am asked to my kids, hey, guys, we need to make the menu. So pick, you know, find that plate you like it I make. And, yeah, and they really decide for the plate I have most in the menu. So, and I love to cook. Always I say I am no business lady. I am really love to cook and stay, you know, in the restaurant and see my customers like it or food.
Okay. Well, as you both know, you've already talked about a couple of recipes here on Foodie Friday. We often share with our listeners some inspiration, maybe something that we can all try at home this weekend. What do you have in mind?
Maybe my son explain a little more than me, but
I'm really excited. I'm excited about the arroz con leche. You know, arroz con leche, that's rice pudding. That's a big thing in Mexican families all over. I mean, that's a treat right there.
Delicious.
My mom, she could probably describe it better, but you know, she made some last night, which was kind of funny and super delicious. You know, it's a dessert, but I mean, you can kind of cheat all day with that one.
Right? Should we start there? What kind of rice should we use?
Yeah. So it's the arroz con leche and it's rice pudding. And it's very easy. And, you know, I make like last night. And, you know, I come in for big family. And sometimes my mom don't have too much to eat for the afternoon. So for something like a snack. But it's a little heavy for a snack. But so the recipe is only, you know, we need rice. We need two cinnamon sticks. And we need milk, whatever kind of milk. But and also, I wanted to say unrefined sugar. I call it piloncillo. And it's only the ingredients we need. The first thing is boiling water and with two cinnamon sticks and leave it there like a 5 minutes. And the next, we need to add 2 cups of rice and leave it there for 10 minutes. And we need to check, you know, move the rice and the water. After the 10 minutes, we need to add milk and a piloncillo, the unrefined sugar. And leaving there boiling for 10 minutes. I need to try in your hands. You know, it's good for you. You know, when everything is mixed up, it's ready. It takes like 30 minutes to make this recipe. And it's really good. And it's easy, really. And it's any kind of rice and it's any kind of milk. And it's easy to make and it's very good for dessert. Or for something you wanted to eat. Some people like, I like hot. My husband likes it cold. And my kids, whatever, hot or cold.
All right. Arroz con leche.
It's really good.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to making that. And I'm going to post this interview at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. So if anybody needs to hear that recipe again, we can go there. Did you two have something else in mind you'd like to share?
Yes, and also the frijoles charros is actually it's beans, any kind of beans, but I make the pinto beans. It's the what I use it more at home, and it's only boiling the beans with garlic and salt for probably 20 minutes.
Okay.
And you need to mix it up with tocino. It's bacon.
Nice.
And it's chorizo. And this is a Mexican chorizo. We find in Fred Meyer or Super Bear, you know, these kind of chorizos. And also we add the beef hot dog, and we need to cut small pieces, the tocino, the bacon chorizo, and beef hot dog, we need to cut in small pieces and put it in separate pan and fry the three these ingredients. And when the beans is ready cooked, you need to add and leave it there for 5 minutes when all the flavors and all this thing is mixed up. And it's ready to serve in one bowl like a soup. And in the top of these beans, put in cilantro, onion, and jalapeno if you like, and tomato. And it's really, really good soup. Really good. And it's easier to make this recipe. And I call frijoles charros.
All right. Well, yeah. Both of those sound like fun things that we can try this weekend.
And it's so easy. Maybe take, 20 minutes, too. So it's very easy, and it's very, the cilantro. I love the cilantro mix in my food. So, this is the two recipes. I have a lot of recipes easier to make, but these two recipes, I think everybody have beans at home, whatever, black or pinto, whatever, and the rice. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun. Ernesto Jr., what are you cooking up this weekend?
Hello?
Did we lose Ernesto? Oh, it sounds like we did. Well, thank him for
Ernesto.
Us, Gloria.
It's only me.
Okay. Well, it's sure has been nice speaking with you, Gloria. It looks like the restaurant will be opening about April 13th. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, this is the regulation now.
Right.
So
yeah. We're just going to kind of play it by ear.
Okay.
Yeah. But depend, if it's coming more regulation and something we need to respect. The regulation for everybody and for us.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, Ernesto Jr. and Gloria Guillen, thank you so much. They're at El Zarape, tentatively planning to open on April 13th. It's there in the industrial area, sort of near Costco back in there.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much for your time and sharing these recipes. Like I said, I'll put it up at KTOO.org/JunoAfternoon. And that should give us some inspiration for the weekend. Thank you both so much.
Thank you so much to give this opportunity to share recipes.
Anytime. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You
bye.
Too.